Years of violence in Sudan's war-torn Darfur region escalated this week, but top UN officials say the world body must abandon efforts to pressure Sudan to accept UN peacekeepers. UN Sudan envoy Gian Pronk says the existing African Union force should instead be strengthened. Also this week, the European Parliament passed a strongly worded resolution calling on all parties to put an end to military activity in the region. The resolution was written by Simon Coveney, an MEP from Ireland. He told Charles Collins why the conflict is proving so hard to stop.
In Western Sudan, in Darfur, you have a situation where there is almost intertribal fighting, whereby you have armed and well-funded militia that have driven people out of certain regions in Western Sudan into refugee camps, effectively. And the Sudanese government, in an effort to stay in power, because it's quite a weak government, supports different armed militia at different times, and in fact even supplies them with arms, according to the evidence that we've looked at. So they're very much complicit in a lot of the violence that is continuing to go on there.
One reason the international community hasn't been able to do anything is because China and Russia, both who have vetoes on the UN Security Council, support the Sudanese government. Can any pressure be put on them to help resolve the situation?
I think this is the key issue for the European Union. I mean, people shouldn't forget that when we got agreement in the UN Security Council on a motion on Darfur, both the Russians and the Chinese opposed it. And that's because they have significant economic and oil interests in Darfur and in Sudan generally. And so they don't want to rock the boat, quite frankly. So what we need to do is put as much political pressure as we can on both Russia and China to use their influence with the Sudanese government to allow a genuinely multilateral force, not a Western force, a genuinely multilateral, primarily African force, into the Darfur region to protect people.
And that was member of the European Parliament, Simon Coveney.